This is MSG Mic'd Up with the latest news and stories from across the Joint Base.
Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome back to episode 4 of MSG Mic'd Up. My name is Lieutenant Colonel Axel Clark, one of your hosts, and back with me today I have the 87 MSG Commander, Colonel Dalian Washington.
Good morning.
All right, sir. So the main topic for today is mentoring, but before we get into our discussion on the month of mentoring, let's discuss some of the other highlights going on in MSG.
Yeah, 2018 has been, I can't believe it, has been over 6 months now that I've been here. 2018, or at least the last 6 months here, has been very, it's gone quick, been very aggressive in the things that the MSG has been able to accomplish and that we continue to accomplish. But in that note, we had some annual award winners for 2018. So right now, we're going to take this opportunity once again to say congratulations and kind of share some of the names of who won. So I'll take the first part of that, which is the 2018 annual award winners in the airman category. We had Airman A1C Jessica Vasquez from the Logistics Readiness Squadron. For the NCO category, we had Tech Sergeant Brandon Gaines, again from the Logistics Readiness Squadron. And for the Senior NCO category, we have Master Sergeant Andrew Moore from the Logistics Readiness Squadron. And we have the CGO of the Year, Lieutenant John Burdick. And you guessed it, once again, from the Logistics Readiness Squadron. Man, Axel, what was y'all doing out there, man?
I don't know. A clean sweep from LRS.
Yeah, at least from the military category, yes. I mean, so hats off to the LRS and Matt Barrich, Lieutenant Colonel Matt Barrich, whatever y'all doing in there. But y'all got some secret sauce going, but congratulations. But now we have some civilian categories.
So for civilian category one, we had Ms. Sonia Haggerty from the FSS. And then from civilian category two, Mr. David Self from the LRS. And finally, civilian category three, Ms. Connie O'Dell from the FSS.
Well, it's good to see that the FSS was able to squeeze a couple of awards in between. You know, Logistics Readiness Squadron also had a civilian award winner. But then we had the last two categories is the First Sergeant of the Year, Master Sergeant Eugene Pampelona from the FSS, Force Support Squadron. And we had the Team of the Year, which was from Vehicle Management Main Shop, and where do you think they were from? Logistics Readiness Squadron. So once again, hats off to all the annual award winners. We wish you much success as you compete at the base, at the wing level. And so hopefully we can take home some trophy that way. So outside of that, there's some other highlights that we have going on that rolls us into 2019. You may know or may not know, hopefully you've seen some of the email out there, that 2019 not only marks the start of a new year, it also marks the 10-year anniversary for the creation of the 87th Air Base Wing and the Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst. So in that vein, we're going to do a year-long decennial celebration. And we have three main signature events that we'll be focusing on, which includes the Military Spouse Appreciation, Decennial Olympics, which will be more so in the summertime, and then the Decennial Open House to kind of share with the community. That'll be happening later on in the year in October.
What's the Decennial Olympics? I don't think I've seen the details. You know what that's going to be about yet?
Yeah, it's going to be, so bottom line, you just think Olympics, but again, it's going to be an inner server rivalry. So the team will put together some competition between services. We'll have an I Envision a Decennial Olympic Parade, the Olympic Garden, oh, wow, a cookout, and all that.
Okay.
So it'll be probably like a three-day extravaganza, probably run Thursday through a Saturday, coincide with the base big celebration of a picnic. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do it up. So a lot of creativity, a lot of teams are working on this. So more to come on that and more details on all those signature events. The goal of the Wing Commander is to make sure we do these celebrations right and is with enough class and stature. And so that's what we're aiming to do. But good question.
All right, cool. All right, well, one other thing we have going on this year is the JBMDL Innovation Challenge. So the Air Force has identified squadron innovation funds that they're sending down to the squadrons to try to find bottoms-up solutions to different challenges so that we can find better ways to do things. So we have the JBMDL Innovation Challenge going out there. What we're looking for are ideas that people have to
To share, to offer. So bottom line, I think what Axel was saying is we're just looking for your ideas. We're looking for a way. The Air Force is asking us to be innovative and take risks. But our thing here in the MSG is saying that, hey, the people that's on the front lines that's doing the job know how to improve their job better than you or I ever would.
Right. So one thing that we have talked about is there's kind of different ways of looking at it. So one is, what's an internal process that's painful for us that maybe we could find a better way of doing things? But also, as you look out, many, especially within the MSG, we're a customer service organization. What processes do you have in your organization that are painful for your customers coming to you? And then finally, even if you're a customer in the MSG to another organization out there, what process can maybe they fix that? Because when you own the process, sometimes it's hard to see what pain you're putting your customers through. No doubt.
All the time. You know, that's one of the things that we're talking about. When you're the owner of the process, you have blinders on. You're biased. I mean, it's just natural. So I think of it this way, to kind of summarize from this standpoint. We have all been in a position and said, man, if I was in charge, I wouldn't do it this way. I would do this or I would do that. Well, here's your opportunity. We're putting you in charge. You bring your ideas. How can we improve a process? How can we improve an item? It's up to you. We're asking for all ideas. You know, it's rank agnostic. And what that means, doesn't matter what your rank is. We just want your ideas, and we're putting some money behind it to kind of fund your ideas. So here's your opportunity to be, if I was in charge, now you're in charge. Let's get those ideas rolling.
There you go. So the initial idea is due the 25th of January. So talk with your coworkers and get those ideas into the system.
Exactly. And my co-host here has been a little coy, but he's actually the lead for the Airbase Wing. So I'd like to thank you, you know, on air for taking on that responsibility. You know, awesome. And hats off. So we're looking for some great ideas to come out of that innovation challenge.
And I have a great group of POCs that are getting out into the work center to try to generate some of those ideas as well. So thanks to them for their hard work.
Okay.
All right. So now we're going to move into the main topic for the podcast today. So January is a month of mentoring.
Yes. This is one of the things, and as you see in some of my other podcasts, mentoring is near and dear to my heart. Mentoring is, I consider it as a contact sport. The only way we're going to replenish the bench, mentoring is a key element in that development foundation. And lo and behold, it would take, you know, me and some of the team to find out that January is actually the National Month of Mentoring. So that's actually a thing. It's not something that I made up here. I know people are like, what? And so in this day and age of social media and everything like that, everything is a challenge. So we here in the MSG, we kind of tossed out there as part of the, one of the little smaller events of the decennial celebration is the JBMDL Mentorship Challenge. And that's simply on the 25th of January, we're trying to log as many mentoring hours as we can in a 24-hour period.
And we're trying to set a world record.
We're trying to set a world record. And again, everybody, like, well, what's the record? I couldn't find one. So we're going to make it. You know what I mean? So even if we don't make a world record, I guarantee you we'll make an Air Force record.
There you go.
So again, I think the initial email has gone out that's pretty much said, hey, let's break something. You know what I mean? And I know people are like, what? What are you breaking? Hey, we're about to break a record. And so we're challenging everybody out there with the mentorship challenge. Talk to your supervisor. Look for the email. I know it's been advertising out there on the various splash pages and all that. And it's just simple as can be. We're asking every supervisor to dedicate at least 1 hour on that day to mentor somebody. Face-to-face is preferred, but due to challenges and schedules, we'll take Skype, we'll take FaceTime, we'll take a telephone. But dedicate that 1 hour to start the new year off right, to sit down with somebody and provide them some mentoring, guidance, and advice. Part of the information that we put out there, hey, what are some of the questions that you want to come to prepare to ask the mentor? You know, if you're the mentee, or you're the mentor, you're asking the mentee, hey, what are your goals? What do you want to do? I mean, make it a conversation. Let's not make it mechanic. Let's not make it anything like that. And the only thing that we're asking you to do is we have a SurveyMonkey link. Just log it. So it'd be like, hey, I'm Colonel Dalian Washington. I mentored, you know, 3 hours today, something like that. Probably really not asking for the name of who you mentored on. It's on the honor system and the honor code because it's bigger than really breaking a record. I mean, how cool and awesome would that be? But the bigger thing is, let's get after that mentoring. Let's get after developing that bench. Let's not just talk about it. Let's be about it. We keep saying mentoring is important. Then let's show that it is important. And let's do it in a deliberate way. You know what I mean? That it shows. And who knows what will sprout and spring out of that 1 hour conversation. So I'm asking everybody as supervisors to, dedicate at least 1 hour of their time. Of course, you can do more sessions, but we're trying to do it deliberately on the 25th in that time frame. So you can start it at 0-100 hours all the way to 24 hours because, you know, some people have shift work.
Right.
Some people are deployed. Hey, you can call your deployed counterparts. You can FaceTime and all that. In this digital age, it is no reason why communication or being able to communicate with one another should be a block.
Right.
So, you know, I'm asking the team, hey, let's get after it. Let's the mentorship challenge, 25th of Jan, let's break something.
Right. So the first thing for a supervisor, block some time on your schedule for Friday.
Yes.
And then talk with the folks that work for you or folks across the base that you work with to find people to fill that block of time.
Yes. As simple as that. So you can right outside your door and mentor them, but make it meaningful. Don't just do it to check the block. Make it meaningful. Talk, you know, let the person know, hey, whether you're the mentor or the mentee, hey, Axel, if you don't have anybody, I'd like to mentor you for this hour. And here's some of the things that we're going to talk about, or vice versa. Hey, sir, do you mind sitting down, having that hour with me? Send me a couple of questions. Here's some of the things that I like to talk about. So there's things that you can do to prepare to make that hour very impactful and very meaningful. And I think we all would at least agree that we're not an island to themselves. What's that saying? Saying no one man is an island. We're not an island to ourselves. We don't get here by ourselves. We get there through whether it's our mom, our relatives, being our first mentors, our first coaches. You have your coworkers depending on, you know, or your supervisors that, hey, see something in you that, you know, kind of provides you that roadmap until you can figure it out on your own. So mentoring, I mean, that's the secret sauce. If we say we want to continue to maintain the number one Air Force, I think development of our people and specifically mentoring and holding deliberate mentorship is that secret sauce that gets us to where we want to be.
I like this idea because I think sometimes in our day-to-day job, we're just trying to do the job and get the job done. Hopefully we can set aside some time during this day of mentoring to look more long-term with our folks and see what's our long-term plan and make more of a strategy versus just grinding to get the job done.
Yes. And it's like, what's the strategy? What's the long-term goal? What's the long-term goal of the individual? Where do they want to be? And what's the long-term? And then as the mentor, how do you get them to get to that long-term goal? I think you nailed it. We say it, but what are we going to do? You know, as my wife always tells me, you know, faith without works is dead. So that means, you know, we could talk about it, but if we don't put action behind it, then we're not going to get it done. So this is a way, hey, let's deliberately start these mentoring relationships. If you already have them, that's great. Just on the 25th, use that as an opportunity to mentor. And we can break something in. And let's be clear. I'm hoping this get picked up by the Air Force. I'm hoping that we shatter the record. Then all of a sudden next year, the Air Force make a focus and say, hey, we're the 24 hours of mentoring. January 25th or whatever the day in January is going to be a focus month of mentoring. Could you imagine that we log 600,000 hours of mentoring in one 24-hour period?
That would be awesome.
Mind-blowing. I mean, you can't see my hands, but I'm just, whatever that signal is, you know, mind-blowing. So, you know, let's get after it. But I think, and this is the type of thing that I'm saying, so when we really think about it, when we're talking about innovation, doing things differently and all that, this is a process, an innovative idea. Let's just do something differently that doesn't take a lot of effort, but the return on investment is, or put it this way, return on development is monumental. You know, we always talk about, hey, what's the return on investment? But really, when you're talking about development of people, I think it's more return on development.
Mm-hmm.
So that 1 hour would have, you know, tenfold a return on development for that mentee. So JBMDL, I'm asking you, hey, let's get after it. Let's get out there and break something. And I'm excited to see what it is that we can do.
All right. And so just to be clear, at the end, there's a link out. There's a SurveyMonkey link, and that's how we're going to collect the hours. So go in there at the end of the day and log how many hours you spent mentoring.
Yes.
That's how we're going to track our world record.
That's how we're going to track our new world record. That's right. Speaking into existence. I love that. And shout out to the team that has put this together, particularly the Decennial overall team. There's an overall working group out there, the Decennial group that's been working behind the scenes, pulling this all together. Shout out to marketing, who has started up the splash pages, putting it on the Facebook, doing all those type of things right there. So you should see that link. If you don't see that link, please get with your supervisor, get with your commander, but let's just get out there and break something. We've tried to make this as simple as possible. All it needs is you an hour or of your time on the 25th. And the day starts at 0100 all the way to 2400 hours, and you can face-to-face, Skype, telecon, and all that. I'm going to leave that up to your conscience and just make that mentoring session meaningful.
All right. I love it. I think it's exciting. This is going to be cool.
Yes. It's super exciting.
All right, sir. We're just about out of time. Do you have any closing thoughts?
Once again, I am still excited to be here, excited to come to work every day and work with the outstanding professionals of the 87 Mission Support Group. Every day, I'm amazed at what we bring to the table and the things that we have to do day in and day out, and we just do it. So I'm appreciative of that. I'm still pressing on to make sure that the culture that we're trying to maintain within the 87 MSG is one of inclusion. It's one of what I like to talk about factor, which is fairness, accountability, consistency, transparency, opportunity, but we'll talk about much more of that later, and respect. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, we're trying to build trust or maintain trust, because saying trying to build it makes the sense that we don't have it, but I think we do have it here. How do we maintain it and, you know, kind of build upon that trust so we can get after it and get the job done? Thanks again to everybody in the 87 MSG. Thanks again to everybody around the JBMDL who's made my time here awesome, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
All right, great. So that's it for episode 4. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Remember, we're trying to break the mentoring record on Friday, 25 Jan. So let's get out there, mentor our folks, and get it logged. Have a great week, everyone.
All right, thanks.